Flooding in Guatemala impacts a mission team. Christians are first responders in Cambodia and Thailand, and encephalitis hits ministry workers in India. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. At least 16 people have lost their lives to flooding already in Guatemala. More are dead in surrounding nations. An orphan outreach short-term mission team is in Guatemala now in the midst of the storm. Trip leader Robin Tompkins says people have died nearby.
We have heard the neighboring villages that 8 people have lost their lives in the last 24 hours.
The team's safe, but their work has been disrupted. Torrential rains have ruined roads.
There's puddles everywhere, and some of them you just don't know what roads are going to be washed away or not.
The team's in Guatemala mainly to help with medical needs, but the rains have affected even that work.
It has caused changes in schedule. In fact, today was our last day at clinic in Chisholm. And we had a total of 12 people as opposed to 125 the last 3 days.
The team's been asked to stay in Guatemala for emergency medical work at a local hospital if need be. Pray for safety and for opportunities to be Christ's hope and love. We turn next to Greece, where protests are mounting and a general strike is slated for Monday over austerity measures. The unrest has had a disruptive effect on AMG International's outreach, but the national director says they're more concerned over a recent court case that could have long-standing consequences. A local believer was convicted of breaking Greece's anti-proselytism law. AMG's team is asking prayer that doors remain open for outreach in spite of the country's upheaval. You're listening to Mission Network News. Victims of massive flooding in Cambodia and Thailand are getting the help they need. Baptist Global Response is among the responders, but not simply because of the emergency. Their teams are already in place due to a 6-year investment with the remote Thai villages. They began addressing the needs presented by abject poverty in these isolated villages through the World Hunger Fund. Pray. It's a work in progress. Workers are meeting needs and sharing Christ, but few have responded. Next, evangelist Sammy Tippett says for a man, protecting home, heart, and health is his most important purposes. That's especially true when Tippett faced down a deadly illness in 2007.
My desire has been to help men really find who they are in Christ, have a personal renewal, and that revival's got to go from the heart into the home. And then ultimately, it's got to come out with the way a man takes care of himself and his body.
That message took on the name The Burning Bush.
Moses met God at the burning bush, and the trajectory of his life was different from that point on. I came up with the name The Burning Bush, a place where men could encounter God and the trajectory of their lives, personally in their hearts, with their families, and with their own health would be changed from that point on.
It's a conference that has ignited hope. More and more churches are getting involved. We have links to it at our website. And an encephalitis outbreak that's killed 400 people has undoubtedly reached Mission India workers. Dave Straver says there are no firm statistics, but it makes what the Grand Rapids, Michigan-based ministry does all the more important. Kids attending children's Bible clubs are not only hearing the good news, but taking it home.
An evangelist can come to a place, an adult, and try to speak to adults, and he may get resistance or a suspicion. But a child doesn't have suspicion. And then the child goes home, and his parents don't have suspicion of their child, so the parents are innocently hearing the stories, and the Word of God does its work that way.
In one instance, a 9-year-old girl had never been to school.
She is now attending a free elementary school in her area, and she's convinced her mom to come to church with her on Sundays, and her mom has not yet put her faith in Christ, but she's brought the gospel into their home.
10 million kids are waiting to join. Help at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to remember the persecuted church? Open Doors USA is offering you a One With Them wristband. The rubber barbed wire looking wristband will remind you to pray for persecuted believers, but also will open up conversations with friends. Get your free One With Them wristband, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.